Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Ryan Singer, the Panamanian flag shirt, and the device that detects body odor. Right after this classic segment with comedian Matt Weinhold.
It's something that for years has just annoyed me every time I see it. And especially in L.A., you see it all over the place. Is guys that wear sandals all the time, mm-hmm. everywhere they go. And it bugs me for two reasons. First of all, I don't want to see your gnarled, misshapen man hoof. Okay,
right.
I don't want
right.
to see, yeah. I don't need to have that in my brain. But the main reason is that guys that wear sandals all the time don't realize that they live in a world where you can't wear sandals all the time. You know?
Yeah.
There's war and terrorism uh-huh. and crime. It's time to put on grown-up shoes, okay? So now what I do is I walk around L.A. and I carry a canned ham. Oh. And every time I see a guy wearing sandals, I just drop it on his feet.
Oh, yeah.
See? It's not a sandal world. You're not even safe from ham.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's the laugh of Jessica Alsman. That's Josh over there. That's
Hi.
Christy Lee. This
Hello.
Is Tom, our guest in the studio. Comedian Ryan Singer.
Oh, boy.
A man who was once the employee of the month at a O'Charlie's in Dayton, Ohio.
By the Dayton Mall.
The corner of good times and good food.
I love O'Charlie's. We were talking about their bread. Now, I want you to take a picture of your face next to your award. It's on the plaque. And I apparently you're going to be at Go Bananas July 12th through the 15th in Cincinnati recording your new album, which you're going to be distributing free. What is the name of the album?
The name of the album is going to be called Free Love. Ryan Singer's
oh.
Free Love. So, yeah. Wow. It's because I'm my comedy the last, I don't know, couple years, especially in like the last 2 years, I'm trying to focus on like positivity and love because, I mean, we're all aware of the world we live in now where everybody's at each other's throats so quickly. But it's like we got to focus on having some laughs.
Yeah,
laughter brings us all together.
Yeah. We really don't have time to
be positive and nice to each other.
Be positive,
other.
Yeah.
Now, are you currently actively single?
I'm actively single.
You know, there's no one, there's no special lady out there.
No special lady. There was a lady who was, you know, pretty special, and then, you know, I kind of messed it up, and, you know, she removed herself from special status.
And she removed herself from girlfriend status regarding you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Vis-a-vis
pretty
you,
much.
There's no more.
And, but I did, the crazy thing is I didn't see it coming. I was just like, you know how, like, I get wrapped up, and I get, you know, tunnel vision on my mm-hmm. career and focused on things, and then, you know, and then I have a conversation with someone. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize that I had done that. So,
you know,
I'm getting older and wiser. You know, that's what, you know, these lessons, I guess they
teach
you.
Do you want to settle down?
I'd love to settle down because you could turn that part of your brain off where like every woman out there is just, you're aware of her. Like that's,
or
I mean.
Or is that why that lady isn't special anymore? Because you were aware of all the other ladies.
Well, no, it was something just really dumb I had done, but, you know, but like, it's tough being aware of all the women.
Sure.
Especially with yoga pants.
That's throwing you.
I mean, it's like there's nothing, there's no secrets now. I mean, that's just, like, that's when I knew I could, like, you know, Captain Kirk. Like, you know how Captain Kirk would always hook up with aliens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When yoga pants came out, I'd see a woman walking down the street in, like, green leggings with, like, polka dots that were purple. I'd be like, Yeah, if that was an alien, I'd be into it. Because it looks like skin. So I'm like, yeah, I'm totally into aliens. I mean, I guess as long as they have the human form to some degree.
Right.
Now, I understand from talking to you, you recently went on a vacation and you went camping on a camping trip.
Yeah.
But you went by yourself?
Solo style. I don't know if you've ever camped solo before.
No.
I had two nights off between gigs.
I like the sound of this. Yeah, go on.
I had two nights off in between gigs. So I went to Red Top Mountain State Park in Georgia.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm always like talking about the mountain and, you know, being in nature. So I've never solo style camped. So I set up the tent and, you know, got all the, I have an air mattress, of course, and, you know, a nice sleeping bag and a pad,
yeah,
you know, and a mobile air conditioning unit.
Camping, yeah.
I'm really out there camping. But then it gets like, you're out in the middle of nowhere and there's not really anybody around if you go to the right places. And then it gets dark and then you realize, oh, there's nobody here. And then so every noise, every frog hop is like, is that Bigfoot? Yeah, you know, it's like so terrifying to only have that thin piece of plastic between you and your mortality. There was only one way I could like manage to like overcome the fear of being out in the wild. And that's because my cell phone had decent enough service to be able to watch a little bit of pornography. Like, that is the power of, like, sex, that it can distract us from actually thinking we might die. Like, that was the only thing that could get me through, was to, you know, maybe, like, see, like, you know, like, those choppy, a choppy video. Like, you know, like, you know, when, like, something doesn't load and it jump cuts.
So did you enjoy the solo camping experience?
I did enjoy. There's something about like being out there and like, you know, being in total darkness where you can't see anything that really makes you understand like every photo is a selfie. I mean, we're all just connected. We're all the same thing. You know, like, this is beautiful. We're gonna make it.
What'd you do all day?
Oh gosh, I just sat there and wondered, like, I gave up caffeine recently, so life is a nap. And like, I just, when I was all jacked up on caffeine constantly, I was like, there's not enough time to do anything. And now that I'm off caffeine, I'm like, oh, somebody please, you know, put me down, you know, like trank me. But like, so I just like thought about caffeine a lot.
Okay.
And I tried to read. But, you know, I went on some hikes. I got lost on a hike. It was supposed to be a 3.5 mile hike. Ended up being like 7.5. But, I mean, you will keep going regardless of how tired you are when you're in the mountains.
Hell yeah, you will.
Start humming this theme, dueling banjos.
Yeah. In your head. Yeah. Like, it got, it started, I was like, it's going to get dark. I better find.
How do you charge your phone?
Oh, I wasn't really worried about that. Oh, well, car charger. I had my car. I was drove, so I could just turn my car on and plug it in.
You had a car. I thought you were in the middle of nowhere.
I was, yeah, I had to get to the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you had a car.
And there was a Walmart not too far away. You know, I went over there, shopped around. I love browsing. That's the best thing about being in my 40s. My middle ages, I eat meat off a sword. I'm in my middle ages. But, like, I love browsing now. Is that something that just happens when you get older? Like, you just go, I go to Club Target. That's what I call it because the ladies love Target. You got to go to Club Target. Friday night around 10 o'clock. Forget clubs. Forget Vegas.
Go
to Club Target at 10 o'clock on a Friday night in Burbank, California. You're going to have your socks knocked off. And anyway, I browse. I love walking out of a store with nothing. I feel like I won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also so broke. I'm a minimalist. Mm. I'm not broke. I'm a minimalist. I don't like to have anything. I don't like to own anything, even my own money. You know, like, that's how much of a minimalist I am.
There should be a trend in comedians. We have Christy Lee with a couple stories over there. What were you telling
me? A Texas grandmother has accidentally been wearing the wrong patriotic shirt every 4th of July for the past 25 years. Dale Cheeseman tweeted a photo of his grandmother, 88-year-old Shirley, wearing the shirt and said the family only noticed it was the Panamanian flag after watching the World Cup tournament. The patriotic Stars and Stripes top she wears every Independence Day. Apparently, the design on a Panamanian soccer jersey. Dale told the BBC his grandmother is unhappy with the photos since she does not have much makeup on.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's got some stars and some red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
You're gonna give her a pass?
Yeah. She's a sweet old lady, and it's not made out of an American flag, but it has So the components of an American flag. She means well. She obviously
kind of a spy
is
to me.
She's not a she's not a Panamanian soccer flag. And what could be a more American, I should say, than this?
Man in love. Oh,
yeah. Man in love. Do you know what Panama's about, young Jessica?
Driving around Panama?
No.
A woman.
Not just any woman. Anyone, Josh, you know this one?
I don't.
Apparently there was a
stripper.
A stripper, an exotic dancer, if you will, that worked at a club frequented by the Van Halen boys and David Lee Roth, and they wrote a song about her. And the part in the middle where he eases the seat back is certainly one of the great moments in rock and roll. you know how that goes, Christy?
What, the ease the seat back song?
Yeah, do you have that part memorized? you ever say that to a guy?
No.
Hey, why don't you ease the seat back? Reach between, well, never mind.
Could this lady's shirt?
I have a beef with this story.
Because I do
too. It's not the Panamanian
it's
flag.
Not.
Because her red and blue sections are stripes. They're not solid.
Right.
Colors.
Could this person, couldn't this just be a 4th of July design?
Yeah, it's just a 4th of July shirt.
Not based on the Panama flag?
Yes.
I think this has gotten out of control. This whole story is out of hand. There's no story here.
You're right. There isn't.
No.
I think this is a. I
she
think
bought
Tom's,
a shirt at Kohl's or something. It's a nice looking shirt. It's
right.
Got red, white, and blue.
She's
on
just
it.
Wearing. This could easily be an American.
Not only that,
right. Design.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy's? What's the
Cheeseman?
Cheeseman. That's his last name. Sure.
Cheeseman.
Right. That's a fake name. Okay.
Scroll down here.
Arnold Cheeseman. That's my name.
Story.
Really? Is it?
The one I saw had a picture of the. Had the flag right next to the
right,
shirt.
Right, and that's what I'm looking at. And the shirt has stripes where the solid red would be.
Which
on
would
the
tell you that it's
flag.
Decidedly not the
flag.
Panamanian
Thank
flag.
You. Yes. Well, Josh and I are in agreement.
Okay, good. Well, I think
why don't
successfully
you two just
removed
get a room
all the comedy out of that story, and we'll just move
I'm
on.
I'm going to submit there was none to begin with.
I can barely see the road. Coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
She's my name. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Good.
Seems a little dangerous. Hope he pulls over
dangerous.
Before he pulls that seat back.
David,
it was a different time back then, you know.
Remember the award David Lee Roth won from this show?
What award?
Oh, yes.
The award? Remember?
Yes, for... Having the most frightened band members?
Most frightened band members of any leader of the band, David Lee Roth wins hands down. And we've had some...
No kidding.
Oh.
You mean man, huh?
They were jumpy.
Mr. Roth is very demanding.
Yeah. Oh, that's unfortunate.
But he was real nice and real funny. So, and obviously a great performer, so it's nice to me. Maybe...
Oh, of course. Well, here. I was one of the attendants. He realized what I was right away. And brushed me aside.
You're saying he doesn't have any sidekick time?
Like so much garbage. Yes. That's Dave.
Okay, well, sorry, the Panamanian flag thing. Here's the photograph of the two right next to one another. Blue star upper left, red star lower right.
Are we
correct.
And then two panels of red and blue. The only difference is hers are slightly striped.
How do you? Okay, slightly striped.
Come here, Josh. Come
How do you slightly striped?
I'd say there's a ton of stripes in them, but
move along. There's no story here.
The photo I saw too had the flag.
It's the same.
It's the same basic design, but it's not the exact.
I'm
flag.
Sure that you know she's a card-carrying socialist. Is that what you want? Is that going to make you happy?
No, it's what's going to make you happy.
Okay,
don't stop projecting on him.
No.
We promoted this all morning about some big story about a grandma wearing a flag, and this is what we've arrived at?
It's Panama.
This is the story.
Yep.
It must be. Canal of us agree.
Dumb.
worth it.
Canal of us agree. Do
what
agree.
Are they? Canalists? What are they? Pro
Can all of us agree?
Oh, I thought you were doing a word for pro Panama Canal. Canalist.
If must be a misunderstanding. Boy, isthmus is a word you don't use a lot.
It sure is.
That doesn't come out everyday life.
I want an isthmus for Christmas.
Yeah.
Unless you're down there, you never go, hey, you want to meet me down at the Isthmus? There's a new restaurant. It's called Isthmus.
It's not an Isthmus. It's a fjord. Okay.
Oh, God.
Dumb.
But, I'm sorry.
So what is a fjord?
A fjord?
Well, fjord.
Like someone just texted me the word fjord late last night.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yes.
No, here's the thing, though. Anytime you get anything with an extra J in it, it's usually a typo, because that's where you've got that active finger.
No, it's not. Oh, no, but this was like
they probably was writing Ford.
Enterprise wanted to know when they're getting
like
their Ford.
Something in isn't it Icelandic or something like the fjords in Iceland?
Norway.
No, they're in
Iceland.
Norway.
Oh,
up
Norway.
Oh, Norway. That's right. I was on a I was texting with a female, and she said she was getting ready to go to Scandinavia or something for vacation and was going to see the fjords.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I just
yeah.
acted like I knew it because I didn't want to, you know, seem dumb.
Maybe she was going to Detroit to see the fjords.
That's what she said.
A fjord is
very nice museum.
Long, narrow inlet with steep sides or cliffs created by a glacier.
Oh, hey, so yeah. She was sexting me.
An isthmus is a narrow piece of land connecting two larger areas across an expanse of water.
She didn't say anything about
her
isthmus.
Panama Canal is an isthmus.
Okay, can we move on? Canal. We.
Yeah,
canal,
I don't know how we. I don't know canal why we started on? Talking about this. All of us trying to save this stupid story.
Made the international.
Finally, we're laughing about something.
Well, I think it's more interesting than the actual World Cup itself. Sweet old lady in America on July 4th.
Battled by dementia.
Okay, fine.
Now, people getting upset because some lady wanted to be patriotic. That's all it is.
Miss Cheeseman, your thoughts?
Miss Cheeseman, your car's ready. Miss Cheeseman.
Miss Cheeseman.
The phrase goon goon is Japanese for sniff sniff.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
K-U-N, K-U-N.
Definitely a long U.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also the name of a device developed by the Japanese corporation Konica Minolta. The so-called Hoon Koon device detects body odor like smelly feet or armpits and notifies the user about them via a smartphone app.
I'm out.
That means the days of smelling your own armpits when nobody's watching is over. You can just wear the device everywhere you go and find out when you're starting to stink by checking your phone.
Wear the device everywhere you go.
This is ridiculous.
Another awful story. Congratulations.
So the device then is an extension of your cell phone then. It somehow communicates with your phone when you start to sleep.
Well, you have to wear it.
It's like
you have to have your
Fitbit
phone
for
you.
Smells.
Yeah.
Or you could just use your,
nose.
Well,
can we just all agree we're people, we're these animals, and sometimes we smell. And guess what? That's good because hormones attract other people.
Pheromones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hormones are on the inside, apparently pheromones not on the outside.
Right. Hey, you guys know how to make a hormone, don't you?
No.
Don't pay her. Okay, now. Yeah.
Got kind of dusty in here.
Oh, really? And his grandmother's wearing a shirt.
So I think this is interesting. Because sometimes you can't detect your own smell. I mean, you don't know that you stink until you get on an elevator and everyone gets off immediately.
Or that guy, you know, you keep talking about.
Oh, the guy with the bad breath. Mattress shop. Hi.
Yeah, I'd be interested if this does also do breath, because I think more people struggle with that.
You'd probably have to breathe on the thing, right?
Probably, yeah.
I would think.
At least talk near it.
I wonder, does it send you a message?
How do they have technology that knows?
Does it say, please take a shower, signed everyone?
Yeah, because
how do you decide, like, what is good, what's a good smell? What's we all kind of know, but, like, because your own poop doesn't stink to you. Nope. It smells quite good. So,
yeah,
like,
but you still know it's offensive.
Sure, but, like, how does this thing, this seems like a very subjective device.
Yeah, what if it doesn't like your perfume and stinks?
Exactly.
Stink?
Yeah.
So does it quantify the smell?
I don't know.
And what is smell, man? Like,
yeah, man.
Why do things smell, man? I really don't understand, like, most of the senses, like taste and smell.
You don't understand.
So,
yeah,
it's part of the defense so you don't eat certain things.
Oh, it smells like it's dead. I better not.
Yeah, there's a reason. Right. There's a reason poop smells. It's so you won't eat or wear it.
Yeah.
Because it's filled with bacteria.
So okay, that works.
Would you please call up one of my dogs?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.